Welcome to Evolution of Self with me, Britannia, consciousness coach and trainer, advanced Ho'oponopono practitioner and general consciousness explorer. In this podcast, I'm going to cover everything that you will need to know to make the shift from a life of automated survival into one of conscious self-awareness. Join me for an insightful, fun and real program with tools and insights that you can take away and apply directly to your own life. Spiritual in nature, and when I say spiritual, I don't mean the spiritual belief. There's a part of us that is of spirit, and I'm not trying to impose my beliefs on you. You know, if you believe in Christianity or in Hinduism, or if you're a Muslim, I'm sure there's an element of your religion that is in line with what I'm talking about. So please just, my words might not be the words you would use, but please just adapt them so that it's something that speaks to you from what your beliefs are. So there's a part of us that is what I call spiritual. It's the part of us that gives us life. And if we connect to God or Source or whatever you want to call it, we can receive inspiration and insights and wisdom and all sorts of things. However, if we don't put action to those insights, those thoughts, that wisdom, then it just remains an idea, a floating sort of concept, but doesn't actually find form here in the earth on this 3D planet that we live in. And it's kind of like if you look at anything, if you look at any animal, well, not any animal, because there are some that kind of have different ways of reproducing. But on the whole, most of the animals on this planet reproduce with the necessity, and most plants, with the necessity of a male and a female counterpart. And that it's the combination of these two things that creates life. And I'm going to suggest that ideas and thoughts are very similar, that we need to allow that inspiration to happen, that, you know, seed of a germ of a new idea. But to actually bring that idea into form, we need to take action. And the reason I've likened this to male and female is because I see this in work and organizations as well, that you get some organizations that are very feminine in nature, and you get some organizations that are very masculine in nature. And I know my terminology, because I've had some quite heated and intense discussions with people, can be quite jarring, I think, because of all the beliefs and the behaviors and the history that goes back about men and women and the male and the female of our species. But what I'm talking about here is an energy. And I think the Chinese describe it best with the yin and the yang, and how the female energy is, it's sort of, they liken it to the moon and the night, and it's cold and it's damp and it's inclusive and it's meandering, whereas male energy is hot and hard and direct and linear. And it's the sunshine and whatever. And there's a lot of different components to the way they describe yin and yang. One is the female is the yin and the male is the yang. I think I've got that the right way around. So one is feminine, one is masculine. And what this means when we look at organizations, and it's not just organizations, and that's where these two different components came this week from the inspiration that I'm now sharing with you. But I'm going to focus on the work one first, and then I'll go on to the other one. So in organizations, I've seen some organizations that sort of exude this feminine energy, and it's wonderful, and it's a new kind of energy because it didn't used to be around. Organizations used to be very masculine in energy. And I want to point out that neither is right, and I'll get to that in a moment, but I want to describe them first. I'm telling myself this more than you, because otherwise I'm going to lose track of my thoughts. So the feminine organizations tend to have a lot of collaboration. They have a lot of meetings, a lot of ideas, a lot of thoughts, but sometimes these meetings can lack any action. So you can feel like you've been in a wonderfully inspiring meeting and there's been a lot of discussion and a lot of ideas and opinions and things that have been floated, but when you leave, you kind of wonder what you actually achieved. Whereas in sort of organizations that are much more male sort of energy orientated, everything's very organized, very categorized. There's not space for people to share ideas. It's very much, this is the path we're taking. How do we need to get there? What are the steps? Let's do it. And there's pluses and minuses to both. And I think this is where I'm coming at it. And that's why I sort of explained the animal sort of side of things from the beginning. Because to me, one is not right and one is not wrong. But it's actually the balance of the two that is the creative space where magic happens. And that's why I've likened it to how we create life. Because the same is very, very true of how we create anything. That you need the input, the ideas, the inclusion, the sort of nurturing side of things, as well as the action and the direction and the forward movement. If you have masculine without feminine, there is a lack of care. There's a lack of input of ideas. There's a lack of wisdom. So things can lead to disastrous results purely because the whole purpose is to just take action and get there. But on the other side, having the sort of the feminine without the masculine can lead to procrastination. It can lead to wonderful ideas, but no actual culmination of those ideas, no actual creation of those ideas. And I think this is what a lot of organizations miss, is that they might go one way or the other way, but they haven't learned how to balance the two. And that to me is the sweet spot. That's where you really create things. You have the inclusion and the understanding and the empathy and the compassion, but you also have a forward direction. And to me, that's where companies now need to find themselves, is in that sweet spot of creation. And I suppose for me, it was also about realizing this in my own personal life as well, in that it's great to have lovely, wonderful ideas, but unless you actually take action on those ideas, then nothing will actually happen and they don't come into sort of fruition. And it's not just ideas either. It's also when things sort of go wrong in life, and you kind of get a little bit stuck, you need to start taking some kind of action, because without the action, then nothing changes, it remains the same. So to me, life is a complex balance of this, what I've called female and male energy. As I've said, they might not be the best words to describe them purely because of all the conjecture around male and female in our society at the moment. But that's not what I'm really trying to say. And I think to be very clear that a lot of men can have a lot of female energy and women can have a lot of masculine energy. When I talk about male and female energy, I'm not talking about men and women. I'm talking about the energy that's described in the yin and the yang. That balance between doing and nurturing, the balance between inclusion and going it alone. So that's what I really want to point out. And it's something that fascinates me. It's something that excites me. And I really love working with people to get this wonderful balance so that they can be as creative either in their personal lives or as an organization. I hope you've enjoyed this. I hope it's inspired you to sort of looking at your life or your organization or the team that you work in to try and see which one yours is more. And maybe to try and start making those changes to balance things. As usual, there's loads of links in the show notes below to my website where you can contact me for coaching or team coaching or any of my social media if you want to connect with me or ask me any questions. I'm always open to having a good chat about things. And there's also a link to my free course, the 7-Day Happiness Boost, and other courses that I've created as well. Have a stunning week and I'll see you again next week, hopefully. Bye-bye.